Yeah. You know what I mean. It's called bumps, that's all it says. Anyways, here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I just want to say, I was supposed to have not one, but two co-hosts tonight. And like, what the fuck? Gabby, where are you? What the hell? You come to town, you don't give me a call. It's giving you a bad name. That reminds me, APEC 10th anniversary, I guess, was today. Although it wasn't 10 years ago. I mean, that's impossible.
under control. Under control. I must know. Keep it under control. I must know. Keep it under control. I must know.
is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it? Can you tell?
Know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it? Can you tell? Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it? Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Can you tell?
I must know.
Who is it?
Keep it under control.
Who is it?
And reassure them.
Don't be afraid to die.
show you love. To 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 show you love. Show your love, and 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 show your love. And show your love for one another. And show your love for one another. And show your love for one another.
Who is it, can you tell? Who is it, can you tell?
moda. Yo prefiero utilizarlo para hablar en las rolas, aunque luego mi discurso sea bien limitado y mis rimas sean baratas con vocablo cortado. Zapatito blanco, zapatito azul, dime cuántas rimas tienes tú. ¿Cuántos pandilleros has matado para que te persiga el Estado? Que todos los hechos tienen un efecto. Ofendes a un machín que es poderoso y al infierno. Así que apaga tu micrófono y vete a tu casa. Ponte a ver los Simpsons hasta la madrugada. Óyete unos discos de Café Tacuba. Pídete una pizza pa' dormir con agrura. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda.
El tiempo sigue igual.
Quedan ganadas con 8 temporadas. Ponte tus tenis y saca a bailar a dos señoritas que tengan bigotito pa' que una la puedas besar. Si en la calle te encuentras a los que insultaste, di que fue otro y que le pegaste. Solo lo solo, Big Metra, Tupac, Claudio Yarto, Selena, da igual. Que todos los hechos tienen un efecto. Ofendes un machín que es poderoso y al así infierno. Que apaga tu micrófono y vete a tu casa. Ponte a ver los Simpsons hasta la madrugada. Óyete unos discos de Café Tacuba, pídete una pizza pa' dormir con agrura. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. El micrófono se ha vuelto un arma de moda. No se ha vuelto un arma de moda.
Well, let's see. It's about 5 minutes past two, and I thought I should say what I've been playing. There's a 20-minute piece there that I guess an original production. It was kind of that creepy Star Trek stuff is what I've been calling it. After that, Mexican Institute of Sound with a couple tracks. He's heard Killer Cumbia. Write Me Soon, I think that's what it says. And El Microfono. And, yeah. After that, we heard, I don't know who this is, but they've got, like, let's see if it even, doesn't even say anywhere on the CD, which is very handy. Yeah. I don't know who the hell that was, but there's kind of like instrumental rock stuff without any vocals. It's kind of nice. Lint, that's who it is, Lint. I heard a track, I Am the Internet. Or was it Plastic Joint Man? I'm not sure. But I hate them. Ouch. And their CD just bit me. God, I don't have anything else to play, really, except for... how about this? Staying Alive, done on a kazoo. You got to admit, that's amazing. It's going to be amazing stuff. And, and I got some 9/11 remixes of Rudy Giuliani. I guess he is running on this 9/11 platform, and some people have done a bit of remixing of one of his campaign speeches. So, I'm going to get on that and play this for you. In the meantime, here it is. This is the 9/11 remix.
Didn't know September was coming. September. September 11, back in on pre-September 11, back in on pre-September 11.
September 11. Hit me!
Yeah. Yeah, it was another payday. I was tired of being a Mr. Goodbar. So when I saw Ms. Hershey standing behind the powerhouse on the corner of Clark and Fifth Avenue, I whipped out my Whopper and whispered, "Hey, sweetheart, how'd you like to crunch on my big hunk for $1 million bar? She immediately went down on my Tootsie Roll, and you know, it was like pure almond joy. I couldn't help but grab her delicious mounds, because it was easy to see that this little Twix had the red hots. It was all I could do to hold back a snicker and a crackle as my butterfinger went up her tight little Kit Kat and she started to scream, "Oh, Henry, oh, Henry." Soon she was fondling my Peter Paul and Zagnuts, and I knew it wouldn't be long before I blew my milk duds clear to Mars and gave her a taste of the old Milky Way. She asked if I was into M&Ms. I said, "Hey, chiclet, no kinky stuff." I said, "Look, you little Reese Piece, don't be a zero. Be a lifesaver. Why don't you just take my whatchamacallit and slip it up your bit of honey?" Ooh, what a piece of juicy fruit she was, too. She screamed, "Oh, Cracker Jack, you're better than the Three Musketeers!" as I rammed my ding-dong up her rocky road and into her peanut butter cup. Well, I was giving it to her good and plenty when all of a sudden, my starburst. Yes, luck would have it, she started to grow a bit chunky and complain of a wriggly in her stomach. Sure enough, 9 months later, out popped a baby Ruth.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said. "But I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend? Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little cripple boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, so long, trucker, I'll catch you again. Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you, 10-4, and goodbye.
From Alaska on our way to Puget Sound, the skipper went aloft, he said he'd take a look around. When he came down, his face looked like he'd smelled an awful smell. And then he called all hands on deck, and we all heard him yell, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? I'll knock him for a loop, that silly nincompoop. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Second mate get horns and says, what is this scuttlebutt? I think that I'll go up and look just for the halibut. But he came down and said, boys, this will be a smelly trip. Unless we find that halibut, we better burn the ship. Boy, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? My nose tells me it's there, but I've looked everywhere. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The cook said to the captain, sir, before I make the soup, if you have no objection, I'll go snoop around the poop. The cook was pale when he came down, he headed for his bunk. He says, I never knew a fish could outperform a skunk. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The whole darn crew was weak from this game of hide and seek. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Up step Knut Knutsen, he is tougher than a boot. He says, I'll find that halibut, for my name is Knut. And 15 minutes later, he had found where it was stored, and 20 seagulls fainted when he threw it overboard. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? We never, never knew about the screwball in the crew. Who had hid the halibut on the poop deck?
Are you ready? No, no. I said, are you ready? Then, with thousands in attendance, for millions watching online. That. And you're not down with that.
There began an era of unpredictable weather. It did not lift until 1851. You remember 1816 as the year without a summer. June 1816, a sudden snowstorm blankets all the countryside. So Mary Shelley had to stay inside and she wrote Frankenstein. Oh, 1816 was a year without a summer.
Just one island in an ugly string of prehistoric penal colonies. This island is the most remote inhabited spot on Earth. Each family possesses a registered trademark, which is chipped into the trunk of a tree. Oh, bring back the egg, unbroken.
Won't you be there with me for an splattered with blood. We find crutches in the corner and bullets on the shelves, which I dismiss at once as being equivalent, irrelevant in and of themselves. Won't you be there with me for it tonight? Is that to hat witch hunt down the tunnels of old yellow cave?
And disastrously, but triumphantly, when we met in a secret facility, I said, you remember what I said? It'll be easy for you to recognize me by the coils of concept. allegiance had shifted. The betrayal, the delusions, my practical rejection. The isolation, the breakdowns and mysterious injections.
Such as a pickup truck with a camper shell or...
and receive a large number of telephone calls. The house or room will appear closed up with little or no activity. This will be during the manufacturing process. And there will be an unusual odor in the neighborhood, usually described as a sweetish odor and similar to cat.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too. I've been told
solo espero que me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado. Yo solo espero que me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado. Yo solo espero que me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado. Un momento me hiciste feliz, las pocas horas que pasé a tu lado. Un momento me hiciste feliz, las pocas horas que pasé a tu lado. Yo solo espero que me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado. Yo solo espero que me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado.
Invasion.
Okay.
There were a couple.
Yeah.
A young man, a young lady.
Yeah.
And they let me at the front door and escorted me in with a handgun.
Yeah.
I felt a click in my back and he said, step inside, this door, don't be hurt. This is a robbery.
Yeah.
I was aghast.
Prince. Case 24, full pack.
Wow.
The Geronimo shoes, leather, with a good sole. What a disgustingly wasteful society.
Yeah.
Wasteful.
Oh. What's that?
A small lantern. A cool little tin.
Well, actually, my first experience, I believe, was it felt like I was in the camera. But I was 20 feet up in the ceiling entryway, looking down, watching them come up the stairs with the people behind me. We were inside, and I was face down, ankle cuffed and handcuffed on the couch in about 30 seconds.
Okay, we have a screwdriver thing, I think, yeah. Screwdriver thing. One step up, one step up. But I'm going to use it for my carving tools. And then there's this. I didn't know quite what this is. I think it's probably an alarm system for a car. It says Hawk.
Well, he was there for about an hour in total.
Yeah.
He went through my wallet, took out my bank card, gave it to the girl. The girl left.
Yeah.
She left in a cab to go check my bank account, see if there's any money in it. Jonathan told me when I checked the account a few days prior to the incident.
Yeah.
To take the money out. So I did.
Yeah.
I hadn't done that in like 7 years.
Wow.
And I did it the time before it happened.
That's great.
Yeah. So they got diddly out of my account.
Now I've been a horrible, how shall we say, collector for many years now. Many years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. These clothes, I have men's clothes, I have shoes, I have so much shite, it is very funny.
He did have relatively nice manners.
Wow.
Except for the part where he was looking in my room, saw that there was some boy art, and then was standing out in the hallway and mentioned that he was bisexual, too. Yeah.
That was it.
Okay.
You're so lucky. Normally there's so much more stuff. Although there was a mirror, large mirror, two smaller mirrors at a VCR.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's all that came in with me so far.
Okay.
But the day's young.
She called him back because he ran cell phone, said I wasn't lying, I didn't have anything in the account.
Yeah.
He hung up the phone from her. I told him that there was a TV, VCR, or a stereo in my room if he wanted to take any such bling.
Yeah.
And he replied that he didn't steal from poor people. Thank you, Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And he what I actually said to him was, what, isn't my shit good enough?
I need my coffee. I'm caffeine deficient.
Yeah.
So I guess in saying to him that he wasn't taking anything and I was unhurt, it's denial. It's the first stage of post-traumatic stress disorder.
And then you started collecting stuff?
Yeah, because they didn't take anything. I guess I figured, well, what if they come back? And I don't have what they want. So,
oh.
I've got at least one of everything, I think.
Is this your bed?
This is my bed. At the moment.
How do you sleep on this?
Well...
You don't?
I don't sleep on it. Well, I mean, I do sleep on it. But I mean,
not
at
right
the moment.
Now.
Not right now, because I've been going through everything in the apartment. Because I've got too much stuff. I can hardly open doors around here. Oh, can't open the door.
Oh,
there's
no.
A painting and an armoire and a stereo and beads and jewelry boxes and more clowns.
And did you start using drugs after that?
Maybe.
Did you start using drugs after that?
Maybe a little. Okay, some.
Yeah.
At night, you're bored.
And so you do other.
Sleep anyway,
you do a drug to keep you up.
Maybe.
That would keep you up. Do you think that the collecting in any way is connected with the drug use? Or do you think they're part and parcel of each other, one feeds the other, or do you think they're not related at all?
I think there's too many things that feed too many things.
Yeah.
Just staying awake leads to me being creative, and I find stuff, you can be made use of other stuff. Now, some people are the collectors and some people just like to buy stuff and hold on to it for a while and just chuck it.
Yeah.
That I will never ever get.
No.
They're just consumers. Like cattle, I guess. Cattle and consumers. And it's weird. Anyway, it's making me a pseudo living. So, yeah.
Great. Okay, thank you so much, Benny.
No problem.
Okay,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Coming out.
Okay, thank you. See you later.
The weirdest thing anybody ever requested was, Benny, I need a stethoscope. How am I going to find a stethoscope? I was going to McDonald's to get a freaking ice cream. I walked out the back door and there's one right there.
Gusta la...